The 32nd episode of Beneath the Kotatsu. For this week, On chose a big 24-epper. I thought it was going to be a standalone anime, but has several spin-offs and second season. My Goddess, the 2005 version, I believe, On?
Yeah, it's technically the first... I guess they had, like, several releases for it, including movies that were done in like the 90s, and then I guess it had like the series done in the 90s, but this is like a whole new fresh remake for the anime, which they re-released I guess in 2005. And keep in mind I didn't choose this anime. You chose this anime.
No, I didn't.
Yes, yeah, you know.
You okay, baited me into it? Is that what you're gonna say? Not be On My Goddess. And they're like, I'm choosing On My Goddess. Like, exactly. All right.
Yeah, because I was like, what anime should we watch? And the first thing that came to your head was like, oh, better not be On My Goddess. I'm like, okay, well, it's gonna be On My Goddess then.
You finally got me after years of not wanting to watch it for whatever reason. Which honestly,
you triggered my trap card.
Honestly, it was just a time investment. It was 24 episodes, and man, this show is mostly just filler. It did have very good arcs, and
yeah.
I can't decide which of the three goddesses I like the most. Technically, the Skuld and Urd are not goddesses, right?
They are goddesses.
I thought Belle Dandy was the goddess because she had her Valkyrie. Is that how it works?
I mean, they're goddesses, like, they have wings, they're angels, so...
Oh, right, they have their divisions, right? First class, second class, third class?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so technically they're all goddesses, just one is more powerful than the other.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's basically how it is, and I don't think Skuld is currently... she's still in training, or if I recall correctly, she's more into, like, the bug-fixing division.
Well, she's like the Ein. No, wait, Ein was the Corgi and Cowboy Bebop. Ed is who I was thinking of.
Before we go into, like, very minute details, can you explain to the people who've never seen Oh My Goddess what the show is about?
All the show is about is this guy in college named Keiichi Morisato, who happens to be a devout member of, was it the auto club? The car club?
Yeah.
Auto club is basically never had a girlfriend or anything like that. And just one day he's like, oh man, it's been so many episodes. I almost forgot how it happened, but basically he ends up, summoning a goddess. How did he summon the goddess, by the way?
Through a phone call.
Oh, just a random pickup.
Basically, like, he was supposed to call someone to check on, like, an email, or not an email, like a mail or something like that, or to cancel something. I forgot.
Oh, right. I remember. So, yeah. All of his teammates, what are the two big guys? The one guy with the spark plug for the earring and the shades, and then his other construction worker looking roommate, they were like, oh, we're going to a party. We need you to stay at 9. We're going to get this call. And he's like, oh shit, I need to return this to Blockbuster, or whatever the equivalent was for them. Then he ran back and picked up the phone, and it happened to be the goddess line, and he happened to summon Belle Dandy at that time. And she's like, I'll grant you your wish. You've been not pious person, a virtuous person, even in the face of, was it bad luck or misfortune?
Yeah, like, so what happens is that he... Belle Dandy, the goddess, shows herself to him because he's been a virtuous person.
Right.
And she grants him one wish of his choice. And she's like, well, you know, you can pretty much wish for anything you want. You know, like, if you wanted to, you could wish for the destruction of the whole world.
No, she's not going to do that.
She has to if he wishes for it.
Oh, that's true. She would.
Yeah, she would. But then she goes on and says, like, yeah, but we would never show ourselves to someone who would actually make that wish.
Oh, yeah, that's, for real.
That's the thing. And I love his thinking. He's like, the first thing that went to his mind is like, oh, great, another scam. This is probably a scam.
Well, that's kind of how he is as a person, right? He's like very doubting of people.
I wouldn't say doubting, but he's like, you know, like,
doesn't want to open up too much of himself.
Yeah, like, you know that meme where, I forgot the meme, but it was like the meme where it's like, oh boy, I'm going to go outside today. And it was like, it's like a blob, like breaking out of like a picture frame, and then it gets punched, and then it makes like a bigger frame. It's like, never again. that's kind of like basically him when he first asked out what's her name for the princess
or the whatever queen lady name?
Sayoko
Mishima.
What's her name, right?
Yeah she's great.
So I mean, she starts out as being like an absolute like Karen, like that's the type of character she is. If I would be like describe her, she's like a Karen. But like throughout the anime, she kind of opens up herself to him. But we'll talk about that a little later on. So basically, what he does is that he's like, okay, well, my wish is that for you to stay by my side forever.
And he definitely agonizes over what wish he wanted to. But after like a minute or something, he immediately goes, oh, I could get a girlfriend or something like that.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, like, she could read his thoughts the entire time, right?
Could she read? Feelings. So, feelings, right?
But that was after the wish was granted for her to stay by his side forever. So initially she could read his mind. After her powers were limited, she could only see his feelings in colors like red, angry, etc.
Right. So yeah, so that basically now that's the type of anime we're in, is that like now they're living together and then they have to try to figure out like, oh, like what have I done? Like now we have to try to find living arrangement and stuff like that, because the auto club that he's currently in is an all boys auto club, and like they like the main rule of the building is like no girls allowed.
The dormitory, course, right?
Yeah, the dormitory. So he's already broken the first rule, and the best part is that like after he makes the wish, like the guys come back, and then like of course they do that trope where he trips over the girl, and then they're in like the situation where it's like, oh, I could explain, and then he immediately gets kicked out.
They're like, oh, our secret sanctuary has been defiled.
I really love it that in like episode, like that was like the first episode in like episode 3 or whatever, like the whole school is just on board with her, like just being a transfer student at the school.
Well, not the queen. They like had to shenanigan their way into doctoring her documentation of the system as a college student. And what's up with the principal? It feels like he knows.
I think he does, but I think he's pretty chill with it. He's like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, he's an old dude. He's seen a lot of stuff in his time, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, he's a random person on campus, whatever.
The part that I remember was when they were sitting in the lecture hall, and the teacher was like, oh, I've never seen you before. And Morisato was like, oh, she's the new transfer student. And, and then he looks around, and then there's like a bunch of like all these people just surrounding them. And he's like, right. And then the entire school, like entire like classroom was like, yep, that's correct.
There was definitely like three rows of chairs, and everybody just congregated on the middle row around Bell Dandy.
Oh my gosh.
They're obviously drawn to her automatically because she's a goddess. I guess she has the aura to have them unconsciously do that.
I don't think that's what it is. I think she's just like really hot. Beautiful and everyone wants just want to be with her. Like I just love the trope that whenever they're like walking down like the school, everyone's like, oh, she's so hot, but then like, why is she dating Morisato? That's a great trope.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of like how it is in real life, right? You see like a super short guy with a tall, tall lady. But Beldani was more or less his height, right? He's like 5'3", Keiichi.
Isn't she just a little bit taller than him?
Probably, yeah.
Maybe, yeah, I think so. What I thought, okay, so like before I go any further, like, I just wanted to get your opinion, like, you said you probably saw this before, but have you seen this anime before?
I'm like, I feel like I have, but it was so long ago, I already forgot. Like, this must feel what early stage dementia feels like. Can't remember anime that I saw 10 years ago. Not that dementia is funny, but I vaguely recall Toraichi and Otaki, but not too much after there. The seniors for the auto club.
Oh, I mean, for me, I saw this when I was very young. It's been stuck with me for a very long time. I think this is the reason I really like this anime. And honestly, if you've shown me an anime I've watched before, I would immediately know if I've watched the anime or not. Even if I don't know the name and I don't know the characters, I would still remember it enough to where I'm like, okay, I've seen this before.
I've done many late night, well, not late night, entire night marathoning whole entire shows and like going to school without sleeping.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think I've ever, like, Oh My Goddess is the first anime I've seen that wasn't on TV. I actually got this as a DVD from someone. I borrowed a DVD. This was off a DVD of someone I borrowed. So I don't know if it was ever aired on TV. It probably has an official English dub, but I don't think it was ever aired officially on like a TV program. It
probably was. I would imagine this is the type of show that's okay for airing on TV. Maybe Toonami at some point.
I don't think Toonami would pick up this type of show though. That's the thing. Like I don't see Toonami picking up. Like the only channels I know that aired anime was like, of course, like you have Toonami and then their Darker Side, which is Adult Swim, you know, like during midnight or whatever. And then the only other channel I can remember is like the Sci-Fi channel, which they did a lot of sci-fi ish anime or whatever. But besides that, I don't remember any other channels that actually aired anime back then. So that's my thing of like, I don't think they've ever officially aired Oh My Goddess as like a TV release. I think it was just a DVD release.
Probably. Didn't they have like an anime network too you had to pay extra for? It was like a small network. I never got it though.
I had like cable. I like just basic cable. No. I think I had like Xfinity, but we just had like the basic package. So
yeah, we probably wouldn't. I don't recall.
Yeah. So I don't really recall what all they had, but I'm pretty sure if they ever did air Oh My Goddess as like a TV show, it'd probably be on like a special, like limited, like pay-per-view or like a pre-purchase.
Nobody would channel package this one. I don't think outside of Japan. Not pay-per-view,
but like a package, but like an episode package or whatever they called them back then. You know what I mean? Like if you buy the sports channel, you're also buying like 30 other channels you'll probably never watch or whatever. That's what I'm saying. But overall, with Oh My Goddess, like, did you enjoy watching it?
Yeah, it was a great watch. I felt like the second half was so much better than the first half. Well, not
really.
Yeah, really? Absolutely. Immediately when they introduced Skull, that's when it picked up. After like the first 6 episodes, it slowed down a lot. It was the Skull introduction, like 14 or 16.
Well, but they introduced Erd first before Skull, so even the introduction.
Yeah, but it was more the same. Like, there's still like. How many episodes did Erd spend trying to get Keiichi to kiss Belle Dandy just so Heaven would get fixed? Probably
like 3 total? Like 3 total or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I felt like those dragged on for me. This was a lot of the same.
But the thing is, like she didn't do it to fix Heaven. She just did it just because she wants to do it, you know? Like, that. The reasoning was, oh, if you guys, you know, kiss, Heaven will get fixed. But we all know that wasn't true. And I love the backstory Belle Dandy tried to sell to Keiichi about what? Her sister being, like, a good person. She's like, yeah, she's a good person at heart. Because I remember when I was sick, she stole Stalagnir, the 6-legged horse, to try to find this medicine for me. And then Keiichi's like, oh, whoa, that's good. And then she's like, it would have been, except she got so excited riding the horse, she rode it for 3 days and forgot all about the medicine.
Somebody else got the medicine for her. Oh, my. Yeah. Yeah. Dude, that was, I think, oh, man. I would put Belle Dandy at the bottom of my ranking. Then maybe Skull in the middle and then Erd at the top. I forgot she was has certain characteristics about her that I forgot
she's
about.
She's funny. Yeah. I'm Belle Dandy at the bottom notch. She's like, she's top tier waifu. I don't know about you. I love Belle Dandy. I know like coming, like I could totally see why you put her at the bottom of your list because she's like,
nah, man, vanilla. She's vanilla, right? I can't do my boy Keiichi like that, dude. This is waifu. Nobody else's. Dude, if you try to get Belle Dandy as a wife, the system you're putting would work her against you.
but I'm saying, like, you're not choosing her as a wife. She's like best girl.
That's all right, best girl. I yeah, Belle Dandy, but I really like Erd.
I understand because Beldani is super vanilla. She's like pretty basic when it comes to like, but like she like this is the reason I like the show, just because, you know, Beldani, she's and I thought it was really weird that they have like Norse like mythology names, and then they're like, there's Buddhism, and they're just mixing a bunch of stuff together. Yeah. I'm like, and I the reason why this anime caught me so off guard was that when I first heard the name Beldani, I was like, that is such a weird name, especially for a Japanese anime, don't you think?
I didn't really think twice about it, because they always borrow words from other stuff, especially like a lot of magical girl shows with German spells, or, you know, card games like Weiss Schwartz and stuff like that.
Yeah, but like even with that, like they have like pretty much generic sounding names, but Beldani is really like,
well, yeah, when it comes to it, like, from Verdandi, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying like that's what I'm saying is like, when it comes to name, that's really out there, like really really out there. Like, I don't think I can really give you another name that's like that far out there in terms of like,
whenever I googled Beldandi just without Oh My Goddess, it was Oh My Goddess is the first thing that pops up, because they took it from a Norse Verdandi. Yeah. Would be the correct pop up for that.
Belling. Yeah. But I mean, they also take Skuld and Urd, which are also the sis.
Sleipnir like, is also in the same.
Yeah, so they're following the same mythology as that. But yeah, I'm surprised you didn't find the first half interesting. I love the first half of
it. It wasn't interesting. It just, I got frustrated with Keiichi, dude. That's all.
Oh, because he's like so meh the whole time. Because I understand. I was
like, fucking do it. Like I'm like Urd. I felt like Urd watching the first few episodes, but like a little kid, you know, when you fight your action figures as like a 5-year-old and you just smack them against each other, chipping the paint and stuff like that. That's how I felt. I was like, fucking do the thing.
You basically turn to Shia LaBeouf. Just do it.
Do it now.
Don't let your dreams be dreams.
Very appropriate for this show.
I enjoyed pretty much all of it except for the last like 3 or 4 episodes where they actually had like a storyline.
I really liked that. It was good.
It was all right.
It was all right.
Storyline. Yeah, it was all right. It was storyline. I'm like, you know, storyline's cool, but I just want more general like funny episodes, because I love the funny episodes, like the one where they're just doing stupid stuff.
Well, that's
like,
all of them.
Yeah, like that, I think this is the reason why I like Oh My God so much, is because it's just so stupid and they just do like a bunch of stupid stuff. Like,
all right,
the part where he takes her out on a date and like they go to an auto show.
Well, she took him out on the date and she wanted to get closer to Keiichi.
Yeah.
And before that, wasn't that when Beldani was asking for tips on how to be romantic, and then the queen, being you know, horrible person that she is, refers her to the player of the college, and he takes her to a hotel, and she's like, get the fuck out of here, gives him all the magic spinning, you know, whirlwind of deaths and all that stuff, goes full exorcist on him.
Yeah.
Man, I felt so good whenever the god of poverty showed up and fucked with that guy.
The little guy.
What does he say? Ka-ching, cha-ching, or whatever.
Ka-ching, yeah.
Well, he says like it differently if you listen to the dub or the sub.
Yeah. Oh, I guess we should talk about that real quick. So I've actually seen the anime multiple times. I've seen it in both dub and sub.
Yeah.
And I would say that both of them are very great. They're very good.
Like, there's only like 3 characters that I didn't like in the dub, and they were all minor. So
which one were they?
Remember the evil lord in the little pot with the mouth and eyes? The Lord of Destruction, like a big artifact.
Yeah.
That I didn't like the voice. I didn't like the voice of the, I guess, the god, the almighty one in English. And who else was I not into the voice of? I'm like half not liking how the was, I can't remember.
I think together
it was a minor character, like one episode probably. I think it was the monk.
I mean, I was fine with the monk. I was like, he had a fine. I mean, altogether, they have like probably 20 sentences put together. So that's super minor.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. In regards to the voices, they're like not. I'm kind of the opposite with you, where there's no voices I hate, but there are voices in the Japanese that I enjoy more than the American. Like the Kenny Keiichi's sister, she has like a really nice snarky voice in the Japanese, where you don't get that as much in the American voice. That's like the biggest. That's like the biggest one, is that you don't get that like really snarky voice. And then of course, Sayoko, like she has a more like snobby voice,
like, but I mean the American,
I guess kind of, but Sayoko American is just done just as well, because Americans are really good at doing like that Karen voice. So I was fine with that. I was like, okay, sure. Like the reason why I would never recommend the dub if Bill Dandy didn't have a good voice, but they chose a really good voice actor for Bill Dandy for the dub. So I was like, I'm totally fine.
She's
with
able
it.
To do the singing spots.
Exactly. And then Keiichi had a good voice actor too. So both I was fine with that.
Yeah, I think so I prefer Bill Dandy and Keiichi in English, to be honest with you.
I mean
that's just personal taste though. They were all great. Japanese a little bit better for some scenes, I think.
Of course.
Because like for Scold specifically, I rewatched a few scenes in Japanese and English just to see which one I liked better. Mm-hmm. I know when on the episode where Scold was trying to get an angel, she was spying on her sister Erd, and she's like, oh, she doesn't have a goddess too. And you know, when she imagines in her mind where she's, you know, Erd's on the floor groveling and Scold triumphant giving the laugh.
Yeah.
In Japanese, way better. Ojo-sama laughed. Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Of course, like Japanese have like mastered the perfect laughter for all the characters. That's like the one thing.
Scold, I guess, sounds a little bit too, you know, typical little sister voice that they did back in the day for English VA. I guess it's hard like for an adult to do a kid's voice.
Squeaky high, almost like overly squeaky high. Yeah,
I smash ya. I don't know how to say it. I don't have a girl's voice.
I can see that, but I'm fine with her voice. It's like she doesn't have that many. Yeah, she doesn't have that many roles. Like,
well, she was a little shit. She had the perfect little shit voice. I don't think you could do a better English voice for her. I just, in general, don't care too much for it. It's all right. It's not like something that's auto not watch for me.
Yeah, like she had a fine voice. I'm fine with it. It's like. That's the thing. I wouldn't recommend the dub of like one, like if one of the voices really got on my nerves, but all of them were fine.
Yeah, like, they're great.
Yeah,
this was from like nothing. A really good era of dubbing, wasn't it?
Yeah, like I wouldn't say
the late end.
It's 2005, so probably 2006 of dubbing or something like that.
Oh,
so.
Right. This is like back when they were recycling a lot of the same. Before I had a lot more actors. Good casting is what it had.
Yeah, it had good casting. Yeah, it was great. Like, all the voices were great. Didn't really throw me off at all.
Best voices were the seniors, though, for sure. They sound way better in English.
Really?
Otaki and Taraichi? Yeah.
I mean, I... like
because they're supposed to be, like, towering ogres, right? The guy in the white shirt.
Well, they look American, right? So, I mean, they have good American voices.
It's not that they look American. It's just, like, they're not supposed to be, you know, handsome... men, right? They're supposed to be these towering ogreish brutes, and the Americans have that perfectly down.
They just have that voice.
Spark plug in the ear is really nice touch.
Like you're saying their name, and I don't like the only name I go by for them is Daichan and Denchan, because that's what they always call each other.
Yeah.
I mean they're really cool. I enjoy them as characters too. Like they get very minimal spots, but whenever they show up, it's always like a good laugh because they always do like the stupidest stuff.
Did you feel it was necessary for Bell Dandy to say Mr. Keiichi every time?
You know what?
Instead of just Keiichi-san or Keiichi.
I feel like it's because of the Japanese kind of way of trying to say something. It doesn't translate over to the American side.
Oh, you know what it could have been? is Beldandy's always speaking politely.
Yeah.
So that's why she did it.
Yeah, because that's like if in the Japanese, you know, she would like Keiichi-san or whatever, like Mr. Keiichi. So I guess that's what they're trying to represent when they move over to the American the side.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the politeness. So it doesn't translate over very well because it sounds kind of weird whenever she says Mr. Keiichi, but that's the closest thing you're going to get. So
true.
I didn't mind it. It is translation, so you know, you're gonna get that type of thing, you know, with whatever anime you're gonna watch. It's never gonna get a perfect, you know, translation ever. But in regards to episodes, did you have like a favorite episode?
I had a favorite episode, and then it got quickly replaced a few episodes later. I believe it was the first episode where they introduced Mr. Banpei or Banpei.
Oh,
the Skulls robot.
Yeah,
and he like falls in love with Beldandy.
I love that he had like heat seeking Neko. He has everything, missiles.
Dude. Mahler was the one that I didn't care too much for the English, but he's a demon. The voice was okay. It wasn't bad. It was just on the least favorite out of all of them, I think.
Wait, it's a girl. Mahler is a girl, right?
It's a demon. I don't know.
I think it's a girl, but I'm not positive. I think it is though. But in regards to Banpei, he's an all right character.
Banpei was hilarious, and it was my favorite episode until Keiichi got turned into a girl.
Oh, that was a pretty great episode too. The full Miss
Doubtfire. It was hilarious when his friends came to visit, and he like had to pretend to be somebody else. Like, oh yeah, I'm his cousin. Keiichi's gone, but he just invited us.
What was the name he gave them?
It was like Keiko. It was like
Keiko? Oh, yeah. That's right.
Keiko. Oh, he tried on the lipstick. And Megumi saw through the bullshit when they were talking about Auto Club stuff in front of him. He's like, oh, I ordered that part yesterday. You should be fine. And they like looked at him all sus.
I mean, it would make sense, right?
Yeah. He was probably dying inside. I wanted to see him go to the college, but the best we got was him thinking about how it would be.
I love that instead of a girl, I think one of my favorite scenes was like him turning into a motorbike. And I was like, it was only like a 10-second thing, but I thought that was really funny.
It wasn't a 10-second thing. It was a whole episode thing.
Was it?
Yeah. He got turned into a motorbike. Then they tried to turn him into, you know, a different form. It was like a little tricycle. And then it was a moped. And then back to the bike.
No, I think it was just a bike for like, you know, it wasn't that long.
Erd rode him.
And then he turned into like a flat piece of paper, and then he flew away, and then he turned small, and then a bunch of stuff happened. I can't recall
everything. So that was two separate instances. The bike thing was because of Mahler putting a spell on him, and they didn't have the password to remove it, so Erd had to like track him down on Keiichi. She like wrote him. It was funny how he would just communicate with beep beep, and they knew exactly what he's talking about. And they even went to his old dormitory with the bike. And they like felt somehow connected to him. I guess because he's a piece of machinery, but as if he were Keiichi. And I think Keiichi turning into paper was when they were doing the mass bugs, right?
Yeah, the mass bug.
He turned 2D inside of a 2D show.
Yeah. Talking about bikes, I really like that episode where they, like, when they were, like, sending Keiichi off because, you know, he's not allowed to live in the dormitory with the girl, they end up fixing his bike. And
warm-hearted.
That was nice of them, yeah. And I think my favorite episode is... I think it might be the poverty demon. That episode or the...
Poverty demon was pretty great.
Yeah, that was a good episode. English dub,
I couldn't tell if he was trying to go for French, Spanish, Italian, or just like a combination of all of them, because he would say like French things and then he would be like Dios mío or something like that.
I mean, he does that in the Japanese too, right? Like
it sounds better in the Japanese because it's
it flows better, right?
Right. This guy just threw stuff out, I feel like.
I mean, that makes sense though. It makes sense. I mean, it's translation. It's
a
demon.
It doesn't matter. He's a cartoon character. It's not like he's going to win an Emmy or anything like that for it.
Oh, what was it? I like that episode. It's a tie between that episode and the racing episode.
Oh, where they build a temple, or where they do the dune buggy race?
The dune buggy race.
To close the club.
I like the dune buggy one, just because, like, that's the first time you actually see Belle Danny get, like, really angry. But it's, like, not the type of anger where she, like, you know, where she destroys anything or anything like that.
Changes the weather instantly.
Yeah, unlike the demon one, where, like, I don't think you don't see, she doesn't get angry, she gets so super jealous.
Episode. That's the one where Mahler messed with Keiichi again, right? Or he took over Megumi's body?
His sister. Yeah, he takes over the sister's body. And basically, every time, like, they get a chance, like, the demon, like, tries to take over Keiichi's mind or whatever and make him do, like, stupid stuff.
Oh, that was the God of Poverty, right?
That episode. Yeah, the God of Poverty, yeah. Takes over Keiichi's mind, and then he makes him do, like, perverted stuff. And then all the luck is always on his side, where, like, the perverted or the bad thing he does is always, like, sought into, like, a better way or something like that. Like, the part where he, like, falls over Sayoko or whatever, like, he was, like, all over her.
And then that one was a little bit like Belle Danny convincing herself that's what it was, but the other bit more.
No, that one was justified because he fell over on Sayoko and she got super mad, and then a huge ass, like, metal door fell from the roof.
There was definitely a big lag of time between Keiichi falling and then the big thing coming down. Obviously, you know, it takes time for stuff to fall, but that just felt like enough of a catalyst to convince Belle Danny that, you know, okay, it was just an accident.
Yeah, it's like, use your body to protect her.
The best one was probably when, there was only three. I forget what the second one was, but the third one was, there's a sign on the club room, don't come in, I'm changing. Oh, it's probably one of the senpais. And he just, like, smashes the door open, and she's, like, with her pants down.
She passes out.
Yeah, and then gas leak behind conveniently.
So, yeah, okay. Like, Belle Danny, like, you can see, like, she gets jealous, and then everything in the club room starts getting, like, destroyed, like, crumpled in.
Oh, yeah, second one was the caterpillar in his sister's shirt.
Yeah. And then I love how Mahler was, like, playing along with it too. Like, she overreacts to everything. She's like, oh my god, you do this to me, like, every time. Like,
you're, I can't believe you're
touching your, I can't believe you're touching your sister. Such a pervert. And I love that episode because you also get, like, a mini episode along with it, because you follow, like, the little teddy bear, the little ghost that used to haunt Megumi's, like, house or whatever. You follow him along, and then he's all, like, trying to get to Belle Danny, trying to tell her that, you know, like, that Megumi's been taken over by a demon, and then she needs to, you know, like, save them or something like that. But yeah, I really like that episode. And the reason why I also like the car episode, like the dune buggy one,
yeah,
was just because, like, how motivated Belle Danny was during that episode. It was a very minor thing where she's the part where they, like,
it wasn't minor. That was the whole reason for them doing the race. She wouldn't back down.
No. So Keiichi was the one who instigated the race. You know, yeah, like,
but then she backed him up with it.
Yeah, she backed him up, but the part I liked the most was, like, when the bad guys come to destroy the bike at night, and then she does her little magic thing, reveals that, you know, like, oh, it was them that destroyed the bike, and then she gets all, like, super mad at them and tells them to leave with, like, a magical command. I was like, and then Erd is, like, all, like, telling Keiichi, like, oh my god, you know, they've done it now because Belle Danny's all mad and everything. And then I love the part where they, like, or just talks to Belle Danny casually, she's all happy, and then the part she goes, like, oh, I don't think we can win, I don't think we can build this bike back, and then Belle Danny immediately shut back, we're gonna win. Like, every time.
Oh yeah, that was definitely the big episode that asserted Keiichi had the determination to, you know, not be a wimp in front of Belle Danny, and to, like, try to be, I guess, heroic or not heroic, but I can't think of the word.
Like he just wanted to be like a better person.
Yeah, that's where the player wanted. I don't remember his name, but the dude in the green suit wanted Beldeni to break up with Keiichi. He was thinking if Beldeni sees Keiichi's a wimp in front of her and backs down when I, you know, put the club on the line, she's gonna break up with him and go with me.
I mean, even if that was his thought, like, Beldeni would never break up with him.
No, of course not. Yeah, but he doesn't know that.
Yeah.
The whole episode just pushed them both closer together, so that's good.
Actually, in that episode, remember when we talked about that episode where they replaced the... So in the Japanese version, they had an English
voice actor. Oh, yeah, the driver.
Yeah, for the driver, for the bad team's driver, there was like a professional drifter or something.
Rally car racer.
Yeah, and they spoke English.
What do they say in Japanese?
What do you mean, what they say
in the Japanese? In the Japanese dub, in the original, what did the driver say?
It was stuff I don't remember. Like, she only had like two lines.
Yeah, it was like a curse word, right?
Yeah, she when they left the starting line, she was like, oh yeah, let's get it started. And then the other line she had was like when she got stuck, she's like, oh fuck, or something like that.
Which is funny because a professional rally driver probably wouldn't get stuck in sand.
I mean, I don't think usually professional rally drivers don't usually drive in sand, though. That's the thing.
Well, I mean, if you're... Well, the sandstorm either way came out of nowhere, right? Is that how it was?
I guess? I don't know anything about professional rally driving, so I really have no comment.
Yeah, they have like a B driver and an A driver, but...
Yeah, but just got in stuck. Regards...
It doesn't matter, it's a cartoon.
But in regards to the American side, the dub, they had to re-dub it over because they, I guess for like the DVD or whatever release, like they didn't want any cursing or whatever, so I guess they removed that.
But I would imagine they would have to pay in the English voice actor on the Japanese version, and you know, with international rights, it's kind of weird, isn't it? So I imagine just because of international rights, they would have had to recast that. Might have been cheaper or less paperwork. Plus, it's only like three lines, so it's whatever.
It's only three lines, so they probably just got someone who was already one of the other voice actors to do it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like, they're not going to hire a new person just for three lines.
Hey, the janitor wants to make a cameo.
I mean, it was fine. I thought it was just really hilarious that they replaced the Japanese voice actor with an American voice actor, even though they both spoke English. Like, they both had English voice lines. Yeah. So I don't know. I thought that was funny too. Any other? Let me see if I can remember any episodes I really like.
You know what? Just quickly, small little detail I didn't really connect until the end of the show. So remember when Mahler is like, the weakness is shown, he can't listen to rock music, or he gets attacked by Mayoneki Nekos and whatever good luck charms. He gets weakened.
Yeah.
I didn't connect that Erd listening to Enka music would have shown, like, would have made her a half demon.
Oh.
It didn't cross my mind at all. I'm surprised.
Well, you wouldn't know that until, like, near the very end.
Yeah, they reveal it.
Yeah, until they reveal it, so... Like, even if she had a weakness towards Anka, like, you wouldn't really know, like, oh, shit. You know, it'd probably just be, like, a side thing where she's like, oh, she has a weakness towards Anka.
I thought it was just, like, a personality thing, but I was also waiting the entire time to see what Bell Dandies and what Skulls would be. Like, what type of music makes them weak. But it was just the her thing because she's half demon.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying is, like, They followed through really well with a lot of these characters, like with their tropes and stuff like that. Like even with Mahler, even though she's like such a minor character, they build her up pretty well, I guess. Like though she's only like what, four or five episodes total.
Yeah, but big, you know, the big, what is it, antagonist to Keiichi and Beldeni, I'd say. Aside from Skuld, who's less, just more of a little sister being protective.
Honestly, or like
territorial.
I don't even see Mahler as being like the big protagonist.
Mahler was Team Rocket status, but he was a catalyst for them.
Like honestly, like if I was gonna choose a protagonist, I'd probably choose like Erden Skull as being the protagonist, because they always do like stupid stuff that always
antagonist, you mean?
Yeah. They always do stupid stuff just to get like, you know, a rise out of KG or whatever. Oh yeah.
I guess the queen lady too from college would be even a bigger threat.
Like, but I really like the episode where like what was it? Erd was making like this like potion or candy or whatever. Meldani ends up eating it, and then she like turns to like I think the English translation they use was like a loose woman or whatever.
Oh, is that what it says?
Yeah, I think so. I think if I can recall correctly, I think it's a loose woman. I watched it in America, but I think that's what I recall from it when I first saw it in Japanese or whatever.
Yeah, I just remember that I didn't bother looking at the Japanese version for that, but I don't remember them saying anything about loose version woman in the dub.
Loose woman.
Yeah, it was. No, Erd was no, like, no, oh my god, it's finally happening. They're gonna kiss, and she's all excited.
That was a little more than kissing, because Melday was like
she woke going up like in bed.
Like going like full on all the way or whatever. Like, and I was like, did she like after she ate the candy? Like, she was wearing like a
just like a dress. What's the spaghetti straps?
Yeah, I was like, did she actually go out and buy like new clothing after that?
She zapped it on. You already know.
That's right. I forgot.
But they went clothes shopping either way for whatever reason. Just for the lingerie.
That's right. I'm like, I totally forgot that she could change clothes at any time. So there's really no need for them to go clothes shopping or whatever.
Not at all. It's fine. You know what I also really liked when they showed the goddess realm and they're doing all the computer stuff? I was like, man, this is like alternate reality of Evangelion showing the other side of heaven versus nerve.
we're gonna
definitely had that vibe. I almost expected the Evangelion OST to start playing.
I can see that.
Dude, it would be legit if somebody like did a mashup of those two shows with the OST playing. They just like splice it.
Like with them just being on like the computer the whole time, like just pressing like random buttons or whatever.
Oh my god, there's an error. The show's the system's down, and it'll just show like Ava Unit 1 and, you know, Samariel fighting or something like that.
Like on like the Evangelion side, you know how like whenever it's an error, they always have those like red hexagon popping up. and then I guess on like the Oh My Goddess side, whenever there's an error, they always have those like winding staircase of feathers or whatever. Yeah. That's a good representation. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna change my mind. You know what my favorite episode is? I think my favorite episode is the one where they find the Buddhist temple and then they start living there. That's a great episode.
It was really good.
Yeah, I think that was like episode 3 or whatever, maybe it was episode 2 where
it was 2, you know, because the same day they had to get the place, right?
Yeah, where Keiichi gets kicked out of his dorm and then they need to find a place. They stumble upon a Buddhist temple run by a monk, yeah. And then the monk is like, okay, well, you know, you can stay here for a day, you know. And then if you want to stay here, you know, you got to work. So he gets Keiichi and Beldani to start cleaning the place or whatever. And then
why can't you be more like Beldani? Like, look how clean this is.
And then during the part where like Beldani's like cleaning the Buddha statue or whatever, she starts glowing. And then he's like, something's not right here. What is going on? And he camps out outside of their room.
Thinking she's a demon.
Yeah, or something like she's like evil or something. She wakes up in the middle of the night and then she summons like her holy angel. She starts singing and then everything gets repaired. And the Buddhist is like, he wakes up kind of like midway through her singing. He sees all this and he's like, my God, my life has been a failure. I need to go train. So he packs up and then he goes off. And then now they have a whole Buddhist temple to themselves as a house. And I'm like, okay, well, that works out.
I mean, that's the whole thing for Beldani. She makes things happen just by willing it.
Like, I feel like the Beldani's like, do you remember the Monkey Claw? Like the show, the Monkey Claw?
Well, I remember. I know of the monkey paw with the three wishes.
Oh, yeah, the monkey paw. basically how it works is that you make a wish on it and then you get your wish, but the wish always ends up being something like negative, right?
Yeah, you always have to be explicit with genies and monkey paws.
Yeah, well,
I think the monkey paw would regardless be
bad. Yeah, it's always bad. Bill Danny's kind of the same way, except hers is always good in a way.
Yeah.
Where I remember the part where they ran out of food and then Bill Danny made a wish just, you know, for them to get by. And then all of a sudden, like, Keiichi's sister shows up with just a bunch of food. And I'm like, okay, sure. That works, right? And I'm like, I'm usually not, you know, big on prayer, but I'm like, the power of prayer is pretty strong in this.
Praise Bill Danny. Or praise the Almighty One.
Any other episodes you really enjoyed? You want to talk about?
I definitely enjoyed the last episodes. I can see why you didn't like them, because, you know, the evil guy transferring bodies, it went on too long, and then he got stuck in a floppy disk, and she just flicked off the open closed lid on him and put on a magnet. That was probably the best way to kill a bad guy.
I mean, it was very quick. Like they rushed like the actual storyline. Like,
yeah,
you could literally cut the storyline to like probably 5 episodes total.
Oh, for sure.
And that would have been it. The rest is pretty much filler, which, you know, I enjoy my good fillers.
Dude, the episode where they go to the beach and the sister's like setting up traps for him, and she like makes an entire android of a girl that's fallen over.
The where it's like the part where she turns up like the weight limiter when he's carrying her.
Oh, he's so heavy. I don't want to be, you know, offensive.
I don't want to be offensive, but why the hell is she so heavy?
And then she explodes because he realizes, oh, fuck, it scalds.
Since we're talking about robots, I really enjoyed that episode where Megumi and
Skull
have the robot fight or whatever.
Robot Wars.
I was like, this is pretty cool. I like it. I wouldn't say it's like my favorite episode, but it was
a good really... There's like no bad episodes for this show. What was your least favorite episode? That's what I want to ask.
That's hard, right? Like, I guess by default it'd be like the last 3 episodes, because they're not that good. They're all right. I mean, I guess they're just trying to, you know, fit a storyline. And I completely understand. I completely understand that
without the last 3 episodes. You need to wrap it up with something like that.
No, because in the last 3 episodes, it's the progenitor to the next season of Oh My Goddess, which makes sense, because the synopsis for the next season is that because of what happened at the last 3 episodes or wherever, where everything is reset and his wishes reset, Bill Danny now doesn't technically need to stay with him, and that's kind of the progenitor of what's going into season 2.
Because I did feel like they randomly introduced a major character at the very end of Valkyrie. It's like, why is she barely getting any screen time? And then after the show ended, I looked and I was like, oh shit, there's a season 2? I thought this was just a standalone. That makes sense. I mean, I guess we got the episode where he used the mouth-to-mouth to give her the medicine, which was my favorite episode, and then the kiss on the cheek at the end. Which is great, because, you know, a lot of these romance comedy shows just never even end up with a kiss on the hand or anything like that.
Like with Japanese TV shows or whatever, like drama, Japanese dramas. Yeah, like the best thing you're gonna get with like Japanese dramas is like hand holding.
Well, I mean, this was not necessarily, but like it's a big thing that makes me not like you know, high school anime stuff like that.
Like, it's because they don't choose, like, just choose. I mean, he's already chosen, he's just that, he's, you know, he's that type of person. That makes sense, though, because, you know, they showed up to him, and he's that type of person, so, it makes sense that he has cold feet, and then he has cold feet throughout, you know,
the whole thing. Well, I think mostly what's blocking him is him thinking the wish is what is making her, like, he doesn't want to force it. Yeah,
that's totally understandable that, you know, like that he has that kind of syndrome where it's like, I don't want to, you know, start anything because she's staying here
but also not... because she's a goddess and he's a human. So yeah, he has a priority context on not being able to do magics and shit.
No, it's not that. It's
he didn't feel worthy or had the confidence to pursue
her. I feel like it's more of a confidence thing because I remember during one of the episodes, like, I feel like I'm holding you against your will or whatever. That's what he says. And then she says, like, you know, like, I'm, even though that was your wish, you know, and like, and you made me stay here, like, I could go at any time, you know, if God deems it, like, this relationship is not working out, I could leave. So technically, yeah, like, he wished for her to stay, but if you know, something was south, she could technically just leave. You know, but she doesn't because you know she's a nice person.
Well, and she has the feelings.
Yeah, so I like we could already see that during like the episode where the poverty demon, she gets jealous and everything.
The bicycle, that's what the word I was thinking of. He didn't have the confidence, and that was the major confidence giver episode for Keiichi, I think.
I could definitely see that. Like, don't you think that? Man, you know what we never talk about enough is Sayoko. I like Sayoko as a character, just because she's like that cog in the, you know, or that bolt in the
well, she's the first wheel. Bad guy to Belvani and Keiichi, and then it's Mahler and Erd and Skuld a little bit.
But as a bad guy, I think she's my favorite bad guy though
for the show. For me, Mahler, because he's the one or she is the one that makes all the crazy funny things happen.
Nah, I just like how Sayoko is like she plays the mind games where she's trying to get with Keiichi like the whole time. Like the part where I love the part where like she asks if Keiichi wants a ride home and he's like, okay, yeah, sure. And then she tries to drive him to the beach, but we learn that like there's a system force that's stopping them from, you know, like being far apart, and then every time she tries to drive to the beach, there's always like a bunch of road blockages or whatever trying to stop her from getting to the tower beach.
Falling on the truck next to them almost freaking killed her. Oh, she could have legit died. I don't think the goddess system would kill anybody though.
I think it would. I like Beldani even said like urgently that, you know, like if we're separated apart too much, really bad stuff.
Oh yeah, so right.
Yeah, but it got less. It got less crazy throughout the show, like with the season force, because it kind of died down a little bit.
Definitely, because it got weaker with her power and the bugs in the system.
Yeah, but I just like Sayoko just because of how like stupid her plans are. Like I love the part where she kidnaps Keiichi, and then like to torture him, she puts like slugs all over him, and then the part where she starts smashing cars. Miniature cars.
Oh my god, it's a rare treasure.
Like, there's you can't so do many this. Of
the capital or the nation.
She starts smashing all the miniature cars, and he just goes buck wild about like their precious treasures. and then I love how she slowly just accepts that Mel Danny's like not a normal girl.
Like, yeah, but I mean, she sees it.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Like,
okay.
No. Do you remember the part where like them two are like plotting against Keiichi or whatever? And then she just straight up casts a spell to get I think it was her that casts a spell that gets them drunk.
Yeah. Whatever. Well, she sees through the bullshit, I guess, because she has a tolerance. But the other guy apparently doesn't, and he just is like okay with it for a little bit.
Oh, did you see that bottle of Jack Daniels?
Yeah.
Placement. It was a product placement. I thought it was product placement. Was it Blue Luck
Jack Daniels or what?
It was Dak Daniels.
Oh, yeah. I found Dak the most Daniels? Obscure bootleg company ever in anime. When they were looking for homes to... I think it was for Megumi.
Yeah.
And they went to the... You know Century 21 in America? It's like a big realtor group. I think they had like Century 13 or a word with a C, but with the same format, the logo.
Century, I think it was like Century 31, wasn't it?
13 was the number, but the word, I don't remember exactly. It just made me laugh because that's out there for, you know, copying a logo.
I mean, the Jack Daniels logo was pretty spot on.
World renowned company. I wouldn't think of a realtor group in America would be. Maybe they have bases in Japan. Who knows?
Yeah, that was my thought too when you brought it up. I'm like, yeah, why is there an American company? But I guess they probably have like a Japanese division or something like that too, and that's why it's so prevalent.
Yeah, it's probably like the only reason.
I mean, but if you think about it, Jack Daniels is an American company, so
it's a world. It's alcohol, dude. It's like how we have known about Lucky Strikes. I think they're Japanese.
Or yeah.
And the Sapporo.
Sapporo. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah, that makes
sake.
Sense. I mean,
people
I
don't know, sake, think I've ever dude, for a long time.
I've never had a Sapporo. Like, have you seen a Sapporo in America?
They have the beer everywhere, the Sapporo. Yeah, for a long time.
Oh, have they?
Oh, yeah, dude.
I've had Lucky Tiger, but I've never had Sapporo. Maybe I just don't know what it is.
Kirinichi bought another brand.
I don't. Like, it's probably only, like, in Japanese or Chinese restaurants, right?
No, I've seen it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe, like, it's just one of those brands that you don't really consider, like, just ever getting it. Like honestly, I rarely ever drink, like, beers or anything like that. Because, like, usually when you think beers, you think of, like, oh, you know, we're in America, you gotta drink Budweiser, whatever like that. But I guess Sapporo is, like, probably a big name, too. That
now the big thing really here is, like, seltzers and zero calories.
Just stupid stuff. Yeah, it makes sense. Any actually parting words, I guess, since we're getting close to our end goal here?
I want to watch the second season, but I already know we got some more shows to watch for the future eps. It's going to take a back burner.
It is a big investment, isn't it? Like, it's a great, like,
yeah.
I don't know what stopped you from watching. Yeah, like, I don't know what stopped you from watching it, this anime. It's a great anime.
A mountain of other anime.
But it's a great anime.
It is a filler anime, but it's a good one.
Classic. It's a great anime. Like, what would you give it score-wise?
For, like, all genres of anime, right?
Like, just, yeah, like, in general, would you, like, if someone were to ask
seven,
you, like,
6.7 for me.
6.7? I give it, like, a solid 7.5, maybe an 8. I really like the anime. It's a great anime.
It's on the high, it's above, you know, it's, quality.
It's one of those animes you can actually recommend to a person getting into anime. Like, I want a, you know, like a funny romance comedy. This would be a great recommendation to someone who likes romance comedies.
This is true.
Yeah, like, it's definitely, like, a gateway anime. I would consider Omegas to be a good gateway anime to people who've never seen anime before. It's great. I like it. In regards to, I don't think, you haven't seen the OVAs, right?
Not at all.
Oh, I love the OVAs.
I probably watched the OVA for season one, though, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. In regards to season two, maybe we'll watch it when we have more time, or maybe, like,
that'd be a good idea.
Yeah. Because I love Omegas, and I think, I don't know if I can remember as much from season two as I can in season one, because season one was really good. I really, like, enjoyed season one.
Super memorable. But,
yeah, but season two had, like, a better storyline, I'm guessing, because the whole entire plot of season two is, like, oh, you don't have to stay with me
anymore. And you already have established characters, too, so you can build on that.
Yeah, exactly. And I think they introduced a couple more characters, which I feel like they don't need to, but the characters they always add are always, like, very well written, like coming from, like, season one, like, all the characters were well done. Like, none of the characters were, like, just kind of half-assed.
Yeah.
They're pretty rounded, so yeah, I definitely recommend it. Like, I would say this is a really good rainy day anime, like, one of the better ones, I would say. Like,
I'd agree.
If you want something to watch and you want, like, a sappy, you know, romance comedy or whatever, definitely watch Oh My God, because it's great, and it has a good opening and has a good closing. Like,
all of the closings were good, but the last closing was really good.
The when you say the last closing, are you talking about the second closing, or are you talking about the closing they reused?
I couldn't remember. I didn't look at the titles of the songs.
The one where they're riding on a motorbike.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great. I love that. I love that ending. That was a great ending. I guess that's pretty much all we have to say about Oh My God. Any final parting words?
I enjoyed it. Do watch it if you're just feeling in the mood for a comedy romance.
All right, then. I guess we'll catch you guys later. Bye.